Like, I don't know where to begin, or even if I should. It's pretty personal, super sexual, and, like, outside the norm of your everyday kink. But I've got to, because it's driving me crazy. I've got to tell someone. Anyone. Even if you don't agree, or hate it, or hate me. See, like, I've never done anything like this before. Like, ever. I'm just gonna take a deep breath and drink some water first. Oh, shit, I forgot. Like, you wanna know my name and stuff. I'm Andrew DuPont. But I hate Andy. I'm 28. I live alone in a flat. I work for the government. But, like, I'm a nobody. A peon. I don't have a car, and I take the bus to work. Actually, I take three. There's no direct route to my office building. You can probably tell I'm kind of hedging. I mean, like, you don't need to know I take three buses to work, but, like, it all started on the bus. I don't talk to people on my way to work, or on my way home, for that matter. I usually have a cigarette in the stations and read a book on the bus. I smoke Camels, I know you'll ask. The animal on the packaging reminds me of the zoo and happy times. I feel like I'm pretty observant, even though I go out of my way to stick to myself. It's generally 8 to 5 people who ride with me. Everything started when I had to stay late for a couple of weeks. There was a computer system and filing emergency. I won't bore you with the details or keep stalling. So for that time, I went home around 7 or 8 at night. That's when I first saw them. Or rather, heard them. It was difficult not to. They were already on the bus when I got on. The first bus. So I guess you do need to know I take three buses. Because, like, they transferred with me. Each time. They got off a couple of stops before me, so it wasn't like they were stalking me or anything. Not that I thought that, just in case you did. They were arguing. I don't even remember what the fight was about that first night because, like, I think I was just shocked by how loud they were. No one else seemed to care or notice. I didn't care, really, either, but it was hard not to notice. I think I was staring. I mean, I know I was staring, but like I told you, I normally ride with professionals. Plus, they were seated a few rows up in the large seat that faces the aisle, so it's more like they were invading my space. They're probably in their 30s. I took him to be a couple because of how they were arguing. He's blonde and has some girth. Like, he's not fat or anything. She has rainbow hair. I'm guessing she's probably blonde, too, for the colors to be so vibrant. She's got some girth, too. And, like, I know it's a double standard or whatever, but guys are able to carry a bit more weight than girls. It's not like she's unattractive or anything. I mean, like, neither one of them are really attractive. They're pretty dirty, actually. Like, they need a shower. They had, like, a half a minute pause in the argument, and the guy looked at me. I quickly lowered my eyes and saw the takeaway bags. They were overstuffed and grease was oozing. Like, literally. I watched several drops plunk onto their jean jackets. Their filthy jean jackets, I should add. So yeah, like, that whole encounter lasted my entire first bus ride, which is about 15 minutes. I almost missed my stop, but the couple grabbed their takeaway sacks and stood up. I looked out the window and realized I needed to get off too. As soon as the air hit me, I forgot about them. They're inconsequential in the overall scope of things. I settled into the same seat on bus number 2 and took out my book. I read about a paragraph before I heard the arguing again. They must have gone to the bathroom or something because they were ahead of me when we got off. All three of us sat in the same seats. I mean, like, I normally sit in the same seat anyway. Their conversation turned into a mild debate, probably less heated because they decided to dip into their grease bags. I don't watch a lot of TV. Like, I think it's pretty mindless. Something to quell the masses. Like, I'm not so out there to think that the appliance itself has tentacles, but as I continued to stare at them, I remember thinking that I was watching bad TV. And I couldn't look away. I've never driven by an accident site, but I understand.